Hi, my name is Sylvie. I'm an addict. Gosh, it's really, really daunting to sit here and talk about myself. But I feel safe because I've got quite a few friends here, and it's just so lovely. I get smiles and encouragement. This is really amazing. And I didn't have that before I came to recovery. I had people I used, but I didn't have friends. So it makes me feel really emotional. What makes me an addict is when I put drugs in me, and it just, you know, I need to have more. I can't stop, and I react to it, like, not like other people, like, not an addict. Also, my personality, I have an addictive personality, which when I tried to tackle it first time, my addiction, one of the key workers told me that he didn't believe in addictive personality, and I believed him. So he sent me out again to do some more research to realise that I do have an addictive personality. Where do I start? From the beginning, maybe? I think I disconnected from life and my higher power very early on, at the age of 2, when I nearly died. I was in hospital only for a month, but for a 2-year-old, it was a long time, and I was tied down, I was force-fed. It was a horrendous experience, and I think probably that's my going into my head, and isolation started. So I think my first addiction was fantasizing, a fantasy addiction. I spent a lot of time in my head, having a dysfunctional family growing up. I mean, I keep saying that, yeah, I don't blame them. I think I still blame them, but it takes time to overcome this, because I'm an adult, I'm a responsible adult now, and I can't blame them. And they are unwell people as well, so just see them as human being. So when I became 14, I mean, before that, I just loved the jungle gym and play. And at 14, I don't know what happened. It just, my life turned up upside down. I found alcohol and cigarettes and boys and parties. It just, overnight, my life changed. And because alcohol or drugs are depressive, the spiral started, and another trauma happened at 16, and it gave me more reason to use, so there was trauma, and then more trauma and more trauma. I moved to England, did the geographical, because I thought, obviously, that if I leave the country, God, I'm so red. The self-centered fear. My God, people are listening to me, looking at me. I'm the middle, the center of the attention. God. So I came to England, and I thought everything's going to be very fine, and I'm not going to have any problems, because all my problems are the people over there and my parents. And so I leave everything behind. It escalated totally. And coming to move to Brixton, yeah, brilliant. yes, it was a perfect place. It took me a couple of years to find myself homeless, and not just my drug addiction escalated, but other addiction as well, like my sex addiction. And So I never been to prison, but I did gravitated towards guys who I could use with and use, and they used me. So I only hated guys. Things changed. I've done 2 step forwards, and I'm a step forward again. So, yes, I love human beings. So it was just a downward spiral, using one more, and I met somebody who picked me up from the street, and I moved in with him. And at 2000, went to New Year's party, and we weren't very well, neither of us. I threw a glass in his face, and he married me 6 months later. I started to get clean, but he didn't really. And I got out of the relationship, but obviously it was very dysfunctional. And I started to use again, and basically I just want to get into how I got into recovery. So it wasn't a huge explosion, like I was on my knees, but it was very, very simple for me. I was in my flat, it's a basement flat, and I was in the kitchen at my sink, and it's an open plan. I looked around, and I just felt I'm in my tomb and I'm dead, and I wasn't really sure how I was dead, but I knew I was dead. And now looking back, I was spiritually dead, totally dead, and I knew I needed help. And that's when I felt that I'd do anything to get clean. Anything to get clean. And I was going to one of the day centres, and there was a lady, and she told me about the fellowship, and I really didn't want to get in there. And I did eventually, but I still, you know, when I realised that I'm dead spiritually. Or anyway, that was a clear moment, but then withered away, and I thought, okay, I just learned how to use socially. So that's why I started to go to meetings. But pretty quickly I realised that the two, like socially using and recovery, they don't work together. And it clicked, so I knew that I need to go to meetings. I started to read the literature. I straight away got a sponsor to keep in contact with the person. And pretty soon I started to work the steps. I started to write my history and work the steps. I think it was too quick, going into it too quick, because when I did step 5, sharing my list, my resentment list, It brought up loads and loads of anger and hatred in me, and I started to hate my sponsor. So step 8, I had to drop that person. So of course, I started to get into relationships, and it nearly took me out. So this is, like, if you knew, try to avoid relationships at least for a year, please, because that could take you out. It nearly took me out, so I'd speak from my point of view. So I started to work the steps again and avoided getting into relationships as well, and started to work on friendships. And that was a brand new thing. It was really amazing. And I started to like myself. But first I had to stop hating myself, because the say of hatred and feeling disgusted about myself was so strong. I had to overcome that first, and started to love myself, and started to give myself gifts, like little things like having a bubble bath. That's a loving thing toward myself, or going and pay for a massage. So not just ask a maid to give me a massage, and that ends up in something else, you know, just something clear cut. Or buy myself flowers. Because that is, it creates a chemical thing. So it's Yeah, so today it's not about putting drugs in my body, but I know it's just one day at a time, because if I stop working the program, I could start to sleep, and I don't notice because it starts here. The whole thing starts here in my head, and I wouldn't notice, and I would be out. So the number one priority here is not to pick up the drugs, but pick up the phone, because that's another tool to do outreach. It's very, very important, because I can't do that on my own. I need a fellow addict who understand, who going through the same thing or went through the same things, and lean on each other and support each other. We're so lucky. I'm unbelievably lucky. I feel very lucky and very grateful to have the fellowship, because without that, I tried and tried and tried not to use. I tried so many different ways, but it never took me longer than a few days. I just had to, because I was on my own. I was isolating myself. I had no higher power in my life. Well, it took me quite a long time to get the higher power concept, because I'm from a socialist background from my country, that there was no God. So I had to get my head around it. The three-letter word didn't make any sense to me. So I have been searching, and that's the good thing here. It's not a religious... what do I call it? Like, we are not a religious group or fellowship. It's a spiritual fellowship. So we need... So the peace of mind is very, very important for me. And in one of the readings was the three basic principles: honesty, openness, and willingness are just non-negotiable. And I have to grasp myself up a little bit here, because I have some kind of dishonesty going on in my life at the moment, and it makes me feel so ashamed about myself. And I have been hiding it from people, from myself, and of course I'm as sick as my secret. So this thing, that little thing, started to grow and grow and grow because I haven't been sharing it. So I need to put it out in the open and own it. And when the awareness is there, when a denial goes, that's when I'm able to start working on getting better, because it's a little bit like that. My addiction is like, put one addiction down and another one comes up, like that the little child game, that put down the drugs and the sex addiction comes up massively, put down the sex addiction, shopping or watching DVDs or feeling sorry for myself, just feelings. They can be so addictive, just self-pity or anger or rage. So that's why I need to keep coming to meetings, need to keep working the program, need to connect to people, and also be kind to myself. That's very, very important, because I have... like those invisible, like a whole wall of whips, and just choose which one I'm beating myself with, because I still can come up how not good I'm doing things, but I'm good, I'm okay, today I'm fine. As long as I don't pick up the drugs, I'm fine, and keep going to meetings, keep pick up the phone, keep connecting to people, keep doing the readings. So if you knew here today, just keep coming back. It's going to get better, I promise. And I think anyone you ask in this room, they would say, yes, it's definitely going to get better. So thanks very much for keeping me clean, and I'll leave it there.